And we don't just have the toy show to look forward to tonight. Today's the day we get the big news from government about easing restrictions for a COVID Christmas. Our political correspondent Micheál Dehaene has more. So the cabinet meets today, Micheál. The subcommittee met last night. Take us through today's timetable.
Today it looks like the cabinet's going to meet at 2 o'clock. The memo that will go before cabinet is understood to be fairly concise. A lot of the key proposals are now in place, but some of the final detail will have to be spoken about. That could take a little time. Everything's subject to cabinet agreement, but a big move last night after a very long cabinet subcommittee meeting that lasted the guts of 5 hours and was also addressed by Tony Holohan, the chief medical officer. And despite fairly stark warnings from NPHET around the reopening of the hospitality sector, it seems the government are going to move in that direction. But there was something of a trade-off when it came to allowing households to gather, that will be delayed for some time, possibly up until the 18th of December, and the numbers may be not quite as large that will be permitted as was initially planned.
So we're expecting from next Wednesday retail. How does it likely roll out after that?
Yes. The phases of this: from next Wednesday, all shops, hairdressers, gyms, sports like golf and tennis set to return as well. Cinemas, cultural buildings like museums and galleries under strict guidelines, they should be able to reopen as well. And religious service likely to be able to resume. That's the first phase. There's likely to be a fairly extensive communications strategy put in place from that day too, where new measures are advising around kind of the old rules at this stage, but they will be re-emphasised again. You won't see probably any household visits from that point allowed, though that'll be delayed until later in the month. So that's the initial move. And then on December 18th, things will be more relaxed. That's when visits will be allowed between households, and also inter-county travel being allowed from most likely December 18th all the way until January 3rd. What's interesting from next Wednesday too is that 5 kilometre limit, that will be lifted from that point, but people will still have to stay within their county.
And you mentioned stark warnings from NPHET about reopening hospitality at the same time as allowing household visits. The government, in going beyond NPHET's recommendations, will they have something to say in tonight's announcement about avoiding another lockdown?
Yeah, they will. I mean, I think over the course of that meeting last night, there was a lot of research presented. There was the NPHET research, then there was the research by independent consultants, the CSO and the HSE. So a decision to move in that direction, but I think there's an awareness it's not without risks. However, there is a feeling that there was a degree of weariness in the country, that it needed to open up somewhat economically. Of course, there is a financial element to that as well. It's estimated that about 90,000 people could come off the pandemic unemployment payment as part of these measures, and that perhaps $1 billion or more saving, in the sense that the Exchequer wouldn't have to pay out overall, and this money that would be generated in the economy as well, it could be of that order. But it does all come with a risk. There was an awareness too that if things were to move very quickly, and if numbers were to rise very quickly, then even in the days coming into Christmas, that could become evident. And it's for that reason that a lot of things won't be relaxed until December 18th. And there will be changes to restaurants and gastropubs when they do reopen. Most likely that seems on December 7th, although December 4th not entirely ruled out, but December 7th is the thinking, where the amount of time that people can stay there, that will be reduced from the 1 hour 45 minutes that it was the last time. Tables probably will be further apart, and also the number must be defined exactly as to how many households or groups can meet up in a restaurant or gastropub.
And Micheál, the other political story, this one from yesterday, but the question is, will it run further than this? The opposition finally getting to put the questions they sought to Justice Minister McEntee about the appointment of Justice Seamus Wolfe to the Supreme Court, the former Attorney General. So what did we learn, and what next?
Well, there was not a lot learned. I think if the opposition was trying to mine new information, they probably didn't get a lot from that. If the government was trying to draw a line under that, well, that probably didn't happen either. Helen McEntee says that when it came to contemplating what to do about this appointment, that it was nearly exclusively all done by herself. We did learn that, as well as Seamus Wolfe, five other sitting judges had expressed an interest in that Supreme Court vacancy. Up to that point, it was thought to be three. And we know, too, that there was, at some point along the way, an informal conversation with the Taoiseach and the Justice Minister where Leo Varadkar said he believed that Seamus Wolfe would make a good judge. That was something we didn't know. That happened after Leo Varadkar had previously told the Green Party leader and the Fianna Fáil leader about Seamus Wolfe's interest in the role and the fact that the advisory board had said he would be a suitable candidate. So it followed that. A spokesperson for the Taoiseach, keen to emphasise that this was not an instruction to the Justice Minister, and she saying herself too that while she bore in mind what had been said, it was her decision alone after that to bring that single name to cabinet. But I think this probably will remain on the political agenda when the Dáil resumes next Tuesday, and the focus will now shift to that conversation that Leo Varadkar had with the Justice Minister.
Micheál, thank you for that. That's our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.